Why Does This Thing Exist?
Podcast.
Why Does This Thing Exist? Podcast.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to a podcast called Why Does This Thing Exist? Bracket Podcast. My name is Simon Feely. I've said too much. My friend here is Dean Burnett.
Hello. I don't get... Oh, Christ. Now we're both incriminated.
Something or other. Anyway, we've got a guest, and he's a good guest, a returning guest.
Right.
Good friend, Dan Mitchell, has arrived. Hello, Dan.
I like the way you've associated good with returning. Or it could be a returning because we needed space to fill and we haven't got any ideas left.
We passed that point some time ago, Dan. I'll come back.
That's the seed that gets planted. It doesn't need to be looked at. That's a, dependent
seed. Well, I'm
seed.
Quite the horticulturist nowadays. So I will examine that seed and I will see what fertilizes it better. Yeah. And it's your bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think it was more of a mushroom that just grows in the dark ominously. And then you just never look at it. Then it just comes
out. It does, yeah.
Takes over civilization, like The Last of Us.
Shooting out spores.
Who says shoot out spores?
Well, you can technically if you want to be pedantic about it.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
You give me permission. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll do a note. I'm allowed to do that, I'm sure.
Please, can we start the show?
Yes, of course we can. Right, gentlemen, are you braced? Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Absolutely no reaction. I like that. Okay, so the thing I bring into the table this week is something actually local to Cardiff, where we all currently are, which is nice. And it's a thing which was introduced to me by another previous podcast guest, also called Dan, Mr. Dan Thomas, sent me this. And I'm on a WhatsApp message basically saying, oh, for fuck's sake, which I totally relate to. So the thing I'm bringing to you this week is this. It's the new Cardiff activity bar, Alcatraz. Is anybody familiar with this phenomenon?
I don't understand any of it. What is it?
I have never heard of this, and I'm already beginning to hate it.
Pretty much my reaction when Mr. Thomas informed me of this. It is a themed bar in the centre of Cardiff, in the Brewery Quarter, not exactly out of the way, themed around the Alcatraz prison. So you just turn up, and you have to wear orange jumpsuits, and you're in a prison, and also you drink. And
Cardiff is already a prison. What have I got to wear an orange jumpsuit for?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, I saw this, I thought, what? Because, I mean, I'm not saying there's no link between alcohol and going to jail. It's not normally celebrated, you know, it's normally discouraged. So this is the Wales Online review from someone who went there. Apparently it's an activity bar. It seems like it's half bar, half escape room. So you just sit in a cell and like solve puzzles or something. And there's actors and pretend to be wardens and stuff. And then eventually try and get out to your cell. But every cell has a sort of bespoke bar, like an ensuite bar, like a bathroom, but it's a bar.
Right. Let me get so you're locked in, like,
apparently, and
yes. There's wardens.
Yeah.
And you're trying to avoid their gaze while you're drinking alcohol that's probably made out of bleach and toilet water, if it's properly themed.
Thank you. That was my second thing. Like, I know alcohol in prison is not unheard of, but it's like contraband or it's like toilet moonshine. I wouldn't go out my way to go and drink that. It's like if literally no other option available to you, you might sample it just to block out the horror of your daily existence. You wouldn't celebrate that, would you? That's not something to be engaged in.
No. Bloody, I hate it. First of all, it's a bar and you've got to dress up in orange.
Yeah. You go there and you're going to have to get changed into an orange jumpsuit they give you. Which
some other sweaty pisshead has been wearing a long time before you. They might be vomit in the pockets.
Now, I'm wondering if these are actually prison jumpsuits. I assume they were like freshly bought for him, but I don't know that.
Well, even so. You know, they're not going to have, like, enough for everyone who's going to come there of an evening. Mind you, there'll only be two people who'll think it's a good idea. Really. Yeah. Or stag do's who won't even give a shit anyway. But you're going to definitely be wearing someone from that evening hand-me-downs, are you, really?
I imagine so, yeah. I mean, how long can you spend in there?
You'd want to get there early. if you're going to do it.
Yeah,
be the, early release. That's what you want. That's what you're looking for.
I want to be let out early for good behavior. And now, the best part was, right, now, I thought it was just sort of a bar themed around prison, which I thought was stupid in its own right. You have to turn up, you have to get a jumpsuit and just wander around and have a drink and not just not talk to the wardens, which sounds tense. We've been there where the spoons and the bouncers done their rounds. It's not, you know, it's not the best part of the evening, but you accept it.
Disagree. I wouldn't sort
of, well, yeah, I've been with you when you've had some altercations with the security staff. So, so I know you relished the arena, shall we say. but, so yeah, but I thought I wouldn't build a themed bar around that. It's just an essential part of the night, but it's more of like you say, there's wardens here, but they're actors, like, you know, like in the, like, you go to like one of those old museums and someone like is an actor in character, like an old timey actor, like old timey person, like, like that sort of thing.
Would you like to do an impression one, please, Dan?
Well, you know, you go to
someone, an old timey person.
Go on, do an impression of a screw. Go on. That's what they call it, of a screw.
A screw.
Screw. Yeah, give us a screw.
Andy Dufresne never said a word that night. Cost me 20 cigarettes.
No, wait, that was a screw. That was Morgan Freeman, yeah. And he was also...
He played a guy called Red.
That's right, yeah.
The book is Ginger. And now I would have preferred The Shawshank Redemption had Morgan Freeman been Ginger in it.
Yeah. Give him the Paul Dye treatment. That would have been hilarious.
He just looked like Cilla Black.
Yeah. But then Tim Robert Churchill says, why do they call you Ginger? And he looks at him gone off. Like, why do you think they call me Ginger? Stupid prick. And then they're not friends.
Surprise, Morgan.
And then they're not friends after that. And the whole plot is different. She has a stupid thing to him.
So do you get the option of shiving the screws?
Well, that's the thing. It's like there's mysteries and code words and stuff. Apparently there's... you have a cellmate who's in your cell who has a password so you can trust him. Like, when I'm drinking, I don't want to be intellectually challenged more than usual. The whole point of getting drunk is to not have that in my experience.
Usually, drinking and being quizzed, pub quiz, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
You're on your phone getting the answers because it's boring. Yeah,
totally,
you won't be able to do that, you, because you'll have your phone up your ass because it's prison.
Yes, also, if you're locked into a cell, fake or otherwise, do you have to defecate in a bucket? I've got a notoriously weak bladder. I'm not going to just have to do puzzles to go to the toilet every time.
Yeah, you earn your toilet visit. Is that what they say?
I'll be pissing out the door. It's that simple.
Yeah. Piss in your pocket, your jumpsuit, like everyone else apparently has.
And I don't think actors are made for that sort of no, scenario, really.
Well, the part which I found, like, I read this article, like, I was trying to get my head on what it is. Because even the person who wrote the review says, I didn't know what it was until I got there. And it is some sort of escape roomy themed interactive play experience, which, again, all those words together I don't like. I mean,
I'm still not sure what it is.
Yeah.
They're drinking out of tins in it.
Yeah. For me, so led to our cells, which were impressive. Did feel like being a bit like on a movie set.
This is impressive. I'm drinking out of a tin and I'm wearing somebody else's clothes.
Each had his own bunk, stools. I mean, I'm assuming that means the stuff you sit on. Yeah. Toilet, sink, shelf, and of course, bars. Of course, bars. Most cells don't have a bar. That's not the obvious part.
Yeah, of course. It was renowned, isn't it? Shawshank was for its great cocktail bar.
The top shelf in Shawshank was tremendous.
Yeah. What's it? Making for some great photo opportunities. What? Like, your Instagram, like, nice holiday, nice meal, prison.
Now, right. I'm looking at the photo there, this great photo opportunity. They've got the guy pretending to look like a thug with his cocktail, and the woman he is with looking like, I am regretting this.
Now, I thought for a second, like, this is quite an elaborate setup. And if every cell has his own bar, I'm assuming there's one barman, like, behind the wall going to each one, making all these cocktails. But there's also actors wandering around. And obviously, clearly, it's limited capacity. So it's going to be quite expensive. And it is, you have to buy tickets to get in and stuff. It's an experience, not necessarily a bar. Mm. But the part I found, like, most mind-blowing was part of the experience is, even though you paid full price for this experience, you have to smuggle your own drink in. So just smuggle a bottle of booze in, and then they take that and make cocktails for you. So You're drinking your own booze in a prison cell.
And paying for it.
Yeah, and paying for the privilege.
What? Yes. I thought the least you'd have to do is like tap Morse code on the bars to order the particular booze you want, and it comes through the tap in the sink in your cell.
Yeah, that would work.
I can see a tap in the photograph. I thought that was just a tap, like a beer would come out of a tap.
Yeah, a draft.
I thought it'd be all you can eat. I thought it'd be all you can bring in a wheelchair. That's ridiculous.
You'd assume as much, wouldn't you? Yeah. But what's the thing? Like, Tonya, picture.
I'm going there, right? Yeah. And I'm taking a whole slab of Carlin, right? A whole slab. They're going to regret not giving me a proper toilet.
Yeah. Throughout the night, we were brought our different drinks using the alcohol we had provided.
And I was also
impressed by the Taliban had turned our raspberry gin into 5 very nice cocktails.
It was a full bottle. He could have made it into several more, but he's downed it.
This is my life. Just knocking it back.
I was very impressed by the barman who turned my crate of Carlin into 2 lager shandies.
And seemed to get increasingly morose as the night went on.
It says, you know, the drinks were extremely well presented with glitter and fruit. Now, I do not know many prisons that are known for their abundance of glitter and fruit.
Yeah. But there's a picture to back that up. And then it's in 2 tin cans with a paper straw and a mushy strawberry attached to it. And that sort of justifies the price of you drinking your own booze.
So, does he, in this article, does he give a proper sort of like review of how good or bad it was himself? Because I'm not going to say that I'm going to go with his remarks because he's obviously paid to say it's good.
Yeah.
But
I think the lady in the photo was the one who was the right there. But overall, I had fun in alcohol trials and the acting and cocktails were the real highlights. I mean, Jesus Christ.
The cocktails you provided.
Yeah, the cocktails I provided that they served me in a tin. That was one of the highlights. So God knows what the acting was like.
I went to a barbecue in my own garden and the sausages I cooked were the real highlight.
Yeah, but God bless, she's trying her best here. I didn't realize it was going to be immersive theater for the whole time. Again, I wasn't really sure what to expect, and I'm not sure if it's something I would go back to again, having already done it.
Do you know what? This is the real truth. You've got to read between the bars. Yeah, haven't you, really?
Ironically, yes.
I didn't realize it was going to be immersive theatre for the whole time. Yeah. Getting progressively drunker, progressively more annoyed by someone going, ding, 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 dirty screws, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. And the stench of poop in a bucket.
They got really, really authentic, isn't it?
But if you've ever been to the Jorvik Viking experience, it has a smell of excrement in it deliberately and urea. So therefore, if they're not doing this, if Alcotraz are not doing that, they're not living up to the high standards of Jorvik. Right.
Before I even read all this, I was thinking, it sounds dumb, but part of me is thinking, oh, and for a while there's been a sort of trend for speakeasies, you know, like they're sort of recreating that whole Prohibition era sort of exclusivity thing. I thought, is this like some sort of unnecessary extension of that? But I thought, no, does this whole thing exist just because someone thought the name Alcotraz? I said, trying to think of a vehicle for it. That wouldn't, that's the.
It doesn't it? It does sound like someone's just come up with a really bad pun. And they go, let's base a bar around it. Well, you know, it's like when you see, like, what's called it? Curl up and die. They go, we'll come up with that. What should we call it? Oh, it'll be a hairdresser's. Stuff like that. The equivalent of that.
Yeah. But in this extent, like, they've actually gone, that would be like someone actually retraining to be a hairdresser to not waste the pun. I'm going to invest a lot of money in this stupid business so I don't waste this good name.
I'd have more respect for it if that were the case. Someone who's not afraid to like follow through on a bad idea.
Yeah. Someone that has no sense and just back shit loads of money going, I'm going to do that. I'll prove you all wrong.
It could be that like someone's bought this place, realized it's an absolute shit hole, and it doesn't even have an alcohol license. They've gone, oh, well, they can bring their own beer. We'll just stick up some railings, get some fucking orange jumpsuits from Argos.
Oh, my That's the point.
Pay corkage. That's it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, it's a good point because they haven't got an alcohol license because you're just drinking your own booze, aren't you? So. That's
right.
Wild.
Don't even get a can.
There's a line down there. I'd like you to read it for me as this is your article. Okay. It starts with, if you love. There we are. Dean, if you could read that out to me.
If you love immersive theatre, you will certainly love this.
Right. Now then, this is the crux, isn't it?
I think you've nailed it there, Dan. I think you found that. If you love that, that if is a, that's a load bearing if, isn't it?
It's, this, I've got a lot of respect for the person who's written this article. Yeah, they have bit their tongue, quite well. Quite well, knowing that these fluff pieces are all they're going to get for a long while. Yeah. And it's still helping to pay the rent.
Yeah.
There's somebody employed at Wales Online, and their sole job seems to be to review what happened on the chase that day. The Bradley Walsh quiz show.
Wow.
And it pops up in the main headlines for the day as well. You would not believe what happened on the chase today. I probably would.
Yeah. Did someone answer a question right or wrong?
Or wrong. Yeah, either or. They either won the money or they didn't.
For a while, it was largely going the way of like, oh, this woman says that everyone gets jealous of her since she's been doing OnlyFans. And it's like, that sounds like an advert for this woman's career on OnlyFans.
It really is that, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Anyway, Alcatraz, the bar / escape room / interactive theatre experience, scores on the doors. I'm going to give it a 0.5 because I feel this journalist lady has done her best to sell it as a coherent thing. And she deserves some respect for that. But other than that, I think the whole thing is a folly.
I'm going to give it 5. I invested a lot of money in this enterprise. You get slandered like this when this reporter has been paid a hefty wage to give me a good review. It's abysmal, Dean.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'm going to give it 1 to life. one point, and that is only because of the word if. They've used the word if. Yeah. If you like this, it'll be good. If you don't, you will hate it and will want to remove your testicles with a shiv.
One of Rudyard Kipling's lesser known works, that, of course.
But probably his best. Yes. That and the one with Mowgli, the Jungle Book, Baloo the Bear. I like those bears. Welcome back, friends.
Mm.
So, what I've got for you now, gentlemen, it's a little curio that I found on eBay.
Mm. You love eBay.
It's quite different. I want to know what you think of it. Here it comes.
Okay.
So, this is something for sale right now, and it's called 500 Prison Love Letters.
Okay. Mm. Keep it with the jail theme.
And it's
okay.
It's basically that. It's someone selling 500 prison love letters based in America. It's currently $2,394.
Right, all right.
They're all from the same prisoner.
Oh, okay, one guy. I thought it was like a collection of... Right.
It includes artworks.
Mm.
It's a ton of letters. Mickey Mouse themed a lot of the art. I don't know why.
Okay.
Something very erotic about the mouse, no doubt. No,
I just looked at that, like, that Mickey Mouse, and it had like the sort of like Mexicans of Day of the Dead.
Yeah,
sort of,
yeah.
That's an interesting mashup, yeah.
Well, there's a picture of the happy couple here as well.
Okay. That's
lovely. Can you actually get to see what any of the letters say? Because that would really sort of give us a bit of an insight, yeah?
There's one here.
Oh, I hear there was X-rated.
X-rated kinky story. Oh.
Well, let me finish it off by laying you down on your back while I get behind you. Well, this is very rude.
Yeah.
You can read it, and it is quite saucy, let me tell you that.
Yeah. I'm hoping Mickey Mouse doesn't appear in this one, because that's a niche I'm not entirely comfortable with, but go on.
It says here, dripping pussy hole. Now, I don't think this is much of a love letter. Eh? Bare minimum, you should call this 499 love letters. No, 494 love letters, 5 drawings of Mickey Mouse, and 1 absolute tirade of filth.
Yeah. But basically, that, like, this is the prison equivalent of sexting. Yeah. With a 2-week delay in between.
Yeah.
But, ooh, baby. Just imagine one of them just says, ooh, baby. And the next one is just a drawing of Mickey Mouse. It's like, no, I didn't mean to say that.
But that actually, because this is actually the page on eBay which is trying to sell these things. So either they've gone through all the letters and found the filthiest one, or this is just a random sampling, in which case most of them are like this, which is a whole other kettle of fish.
It says they're all from the same relationship. That one seems, this picture here seems to be covered in blood.
Yeah, that's less than reassuring.
So their names are Crystal and Anthony. Right. Yeah. From what I can read of this.
The eBay seller has posted a picture of the envelope front on with the full address of the recipient.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh.
I think that should be allowed.
No. How old are these, do we know? I mean, is this current or is it like sort of...
Well, I'll check the postage. 2005.
Oh, it's not too long ago then.
Well, they've probably either died in jail or come out and re-crimed and gone back in jail or...
Are they just looking for some quick cash in?
Quick cash in. I don't think the seller, the person selling them, because I've done my due diligence again, listener.
Yeah.
The person selling them isn't, well, I presume it isn't the person in the letters, because they sell loads of other tat as well.
Hmm. Can I just check? Look, I've just looked at it here. Have you seen the price of postage?
No.
Let's have a look.
Down here. 130 quid. And
oh, my God.
Pence.
Wow, well,
it's
all right.
Coming from America, and it's a huge box full of letters in Venice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to weigh about 2 stone.
Even so, just fax them to me. Fax them.
Scan them and email them. It's not 2005 anymore.
No. Fax. I want to wait one long continuous. Not individuals. Not both sided to save paper. Really, dot matrix.
Yeah. Could you get a ream of dot matrix paper which is long enough to fill that in, I wonder?
Oh, well.
I would like to sort of see if that's possible.
Check eBay, Simon. See if you can.
I'll have a look now.
And you can find a fax machine that will take it as well.
I'm typing in dot matrix long enough for erotic letters. Oh, no results.
Oh, it's a shame, isn't it?
No, it's just come up with a load of poetry and pork.
Fax machines for sale. There's a brand new, unopened Brother fax machine for £22.50.
Oh, a machine of 100. It's just covered in dust. £1.50. I'll buy the new unopened one, please, rather than this dusty thing.
That one's got more postage than the expensive one, which is quite funny.
For £25, you can get a brand new fax machine on eBay. There must be businesses still using fax.
I know. I bet some government departments will only insist on fax just to stop people bothering them.
Oh, they absolutely will. Yeah. And it's probably Welsh government. Can I just say, though, they've got the Philips fax machine, £1.50, covered in dust. Then they've got Philips Magic fax machine. Our tested, good, clean condition. Right, not only is it clean, but it is actually magic. For £5.50.
It's black magic, though. You don't want it. All it does is cause your pets to die.
The thing is, those fax machines, those magic fax machines, are actually, when you get a genie of a certain era, they will only accept the wishes in fax form.
Oh, wait, 9-1 open sesame. Oh, a lot of fax machines, do you mind?
Some of them are really good, in fairness. Yeah.
They look nice.
Someone's charging more than £5 because they just put the word retro.
Exactly, yeah.
Cheeky bastard, that's what that is.
Very clever, though. Very clever. Yeah. Some people will buy anything if it's retro.
Yep. Absolutely. And go to jail as well. And have some alcohol, apparently.
Bring your own fax machine party.
It's like in the prison letters. Like, I had to bring my own booze. They keep serving it to me. And quite frankly, I think the sentence is terrible.
Guys, I've noticed this one. Oh, he's tricking me then. It was £15.99, but the postage, £6.66. Satan's fax machine.
That's another dark magic.
I'm sort of wondering if that's just what fax machines are for now. Just hexes and ancient ritual.
I would love to see a version of the classic film Needful Things. And all he's got in there is old office equipment, which is
just like pagers, fax machines, three hole punches, which nobody uses anymore.
A guillotine.
Yeah, those things. A lot of dry fridge sticks.
Oh, your dry fridge sticks are the worst.
They've a different vibe, isn't it? If it's like not knickknacks and curio, just like defunct office equipment.
Tippex that's too runny.
Marvin medium.
Or really gloopy, like orange.
It rips a hole in the paper.
Yeah. It's been used too much. It's picked up paper and rubber remnants, and now it's just all mixed in there like this horrible gruel.
Whenever you use it, it looks like a bird has shat.
Yeah. Well, to say that, in school, bought like, kid next week, the boy Tippex, it was like cement. It just like, it's like a coral reef on my paper. It's like stalactites or something, just forming into the paper. Oh, some content for the kids there.
Yeah, that's where I've got ancient office equipment. Let's get back to these prison letters, please.
Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about, wouldn't it? Can we have a look at these pictures?
I mean,
what these pictures are, because quite a decent artist. I mean, there's a picture of that woman. Her face might be on the wrong part of her head. it's like, oh, I've drawn a head now, and oh, the face is not quite right there.
Yeah. But it's a good face. It's a good head, but they're not quite.
It's like they haven't been justified. Properly. It's like a Word document where you put the letters and you put a picture in.
It's all been shunted around.
It's knocked on a sink.
The lips don't belong there.
This is an interesting one. Look, it's quite good drawing of Captain America, and it says Jason on it.
There was actually a picture of a kid in some of the other things we saw. So maybe they have a child. It's a birthday child.
I don't want love letters with kids in. I'm sorry. No.
That's why they got to jail in the first place.
Right. Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Learn your lesson.
You just kind of put me off now. I've noticed that there was a picture of a rose there that looked like a vulva.
I'm sure that's just coincidence. Yeah, I see what he means. Oh, actually, this one up there.
Oh, no, that's a butterfly.
No, not that one. Not that one. Oh, that's not a rose.
Up here.
He was on that picture. He was right next to Mickey and Minnie Mouse in between and the...
Oh, this year, yes. Right, that's like a flower I've never seen before.
Yeah.
That's an erotic flower.
Yes. Yeah. It's a flower drawn by a guy who hasn't seen a flower in quite some time. He's good at drawing, but also has other things on his mind right now. Which is fair, I think. A fair assessment of the situation. A lot of stuff here.
Well, you get a lot of time, I suppose.
Yeah.
Spend time thinking, right, what would really turn on my wife who hasn't seen me for a couple of years? A sexy Mickey Mouse.
Sexy Mickey Mouse and a sentence a bit like, pecker up your ass. Breathing hard, lung first saying... Fuck me, Anthony, fuck.
Is that his surname?
I think his name is Anthony, fuck.
He's just leaning into it. He's not even that horny. He's just got a reputation.
Hi, I'm Anthony, fuck.
I'm a jailbird, baby. Let me show you my Mickey Mouse. In a good way. Anthony, fuck, I've recently been released from prison. I'd like an office job. I'm well-versed to operate a fax machine. Satanic or otherwise.
Yeah. I have a damn hand with some Tippex. Do you know when it goes really hard? Yeah, beep. I'll fax my resume through. He can't resist.
Anthony, fuck, you're a maniac. There is Anthony Fuck.
I think this is kind of a thing because I remember listening to an old podcast or interview or something when they talk about they read some prison dating profiles. One guy was doing like that sort of smutty thing, but in rhyme, in verse. I remember the line, always so hard, never go as flaccid, let my protein fuse with your stomach acid. So like, oh God.
Just because some things do rhyme doesn't mean they should rhyme.
Absolutely.
Here's some questions for you.
Hmm?
If you were jailed for a crime you didn't commit, let's say.
Of course.
And you receive some letters. Of course, your other halves, your wives of now, they've just left you.
Can't blame them. Can't blame them. They touch and go most days, to be honest.
So you're getting the love letters in the mail. What cartoon character would you draw to seal this relationship?
Now, me personally, I can actually draw Ninja Turtles quite well because we practiced that a lot when we were kids doing the creeds. But then I realized...
The craze? As in the Ronnie and Reggie?
Yeah.
I was watching the craze and instead I decided to draw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. They were our substitute teachers. It was a rough school, should we say. They were lying low for some reason. I thought, actually, no, what I should do is pick something which I can't draw because I got plenty of time to get good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the most elaborate cartoon character?
Oh, God, that's a really tough question, actually. Yeah. Who is the most elaborate cartoon?
I don't know. Okay, something I'm totally not... I'm getting to Dragon Ball Z or something. I've never even looked at that, so... I'll learn how to draw them.
You have to draw it from prison memory. Is it?
Yeah, prison memory. But it looks like a vulva a lot. Dragon Ball Z, more like. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there are bits in Dragon Ball Z. I haven't watched much of it. But you see, they have like intense fights. And you see the veins coming up in their face.
So I was thinking, they're the most ornate, detailed character I can think of. I'm just going to spend my... Like, I'm assuming 30 years sentence. Go and join
30 to life. That's it.
Question number two.
Hmm.
If after 19 years, all of your love letters were sold on the internet for a measly $2,000, would you be annoyed about that?
I would sort of be mixed. Personally, I think I'd be annoyed they're being sold, but I would sort of take some comfort that she has kept them and she hasn't just burned them or binned them or flushed them as soon as she got them. So there is some sort of, they had some impact. How about you, Dan? How would you feel? You're more of an artist than I am.
The thing is, who's getting the biggest cut of this, really? Mm-hmm. Is it from both ways? Are they getting the message from both ways? Are they getting 50-50? It's all about who's put the most effort in, I reckon.
I honestly think that neither of them are getting any money, and somehow this person's telling them has acquired these things and is selling them.
Yeah, got that vibe.
I don't believe either of the people involved in this relationship are the seller. I think it's something that is really quite seedy.
Oh, can we check the seller then?
Yeah. I'll show you what else the seller's selling now. He's got some license plates for trucks.
Okay, sealed. Yeah.
Two posters from Lilith Fair from 1997.
97? All right. That's, yeah. I thought it was like...
I think I just played that.
Yeah, I read that first in 1897. That's quite... No, 97. No. Yeah. Well within living memory.
Seven random photos taken from a Loretta Lynn concert.
Oh, God. Hang on. We're with candid women. Oh, that's one way of putting it, yeah.
Well, here we go. Huge lot of 7 pounds of hundreds photos, snapshots, pictures, men, women, parties, teens.
Okay, yeah, this is worrying now.
Something called adult only item requires verification.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it hasn't even got a picture. No. Oh, my.
£55.
I am intrigued.
I'm going to click on it. I don't want to know what that is.
Yeah. Sexy erotic. Yeah, there's definitely a theme throughout this seller.
Naked happy girls. What a name for a book.
It's basically someone who's acquired lots of It's a voyeur. I think this guy's like a voyeur.
Yeah, yeah, it's got, definitely got that vibe. I wonder where you get all this, you know? Although this seems quite...
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't find this stuff... Maybe you did find all these prison letters in a bin. I don't know, but...
There's some TV programs where they get, you know, storage lockers and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So you can just go and buy random stuff that people have forgotten about.
Yeah.
And it's yours. So basically you own their life story. There we are.
Weird old thing, isn't that?
Yeah. Intriguing, though.
Well, let's give some scores, I reckon. What do you reckon?
I'm tempted to be positive. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5, because you feel like you were doing your money's worth. There's loads of stuff there.
Yeah.
And lots of, you know, whether you want it or not, it's there. I guess I'll take a point off, because I'm not entirely sure. It says all from the same prisoner, but I wonder if, do we see any of the correspondence? Is it all one way? Because they're like, oh, I wonder if he gets anything back, even if it's just like a cease and desist or something. So, yeah. But no, I'll give it 4.
That'll be an interesting twist. Yeah. He's not interested.
Yeah, not married. Just a woman he likes. He just decided, I got nothing else to do.
500 unwanted letters from a prisoner.
Yeah. What's he in jail for? Stalking.
We'll commend him on his ability to draw Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4. I'm quite intrigued by all this.
I myself was going to give it 4 as well, partly because, I mean, that would be really interesting. The price is like 2 grand. That's a lot. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically pornographic cartoons. But it does say returns accepted.
No, right.
After I've read them all and I feel dirty and used, I can't send them back for a full refund.
I'm going to give it 1. I don't like it at all. I think it's unpleasant. I don't like the way these people's lives have been put up for sale.
Oh, right. It's the seller. Okay. I can see your point there. Yeah. I was like reviewing the letters of, on their own merit, but yes, the fact that they're available to buy from a stranger is weird. Yeah, okay, I'm going to give it a 3 then. That's a good point. I
too late, you've already given
all right,
score.
Fine. I've endorsed crime. Oh, damn it.
The internet will judge you. They'll forgive Dan, he's a guest. Yeah. For you, you are something else. You're a beast. What?
Are you... You welcome me back or what?
Yeah, welcome back. Hi. Go on, Dan.
All right. Now, before I send you this picture and show you what I'm talking about, right. I have got 3 pictures, but I'm sending you them in stages because right. I want you to analyze each one at least briefly. All right.
Okay.
Because at first glance, it's bloody obvious why this thing exists. All right.
Okay. Good, good.
But I'd like you to know that there's more than this.
Okay. Right. So, good. Thank you.
The first picture is now there, beeping at you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Now, first of all, do you recognize this?
I believe it's Frank Castle, the Punisher, is it not?
It is the Punisher. So we're going with that crime and punishment theme here.
We are, yes. Excellent.
Accidental crime episode.
So what I've got here is simply a Punisher... action figure or toy, if you prefer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now that I know exactly why it exists. Although if you're looking at the Punisher himself, he's an anti-hero. And, yeah. You know, he featured alongside, you know, Spider-Man or them. And he was notorious for shooting people to death.
Yeah, that's his thing, isn't it? Yeah.
You do slightly question the very 90s anti-hero sort of thing. And you do sort of question where he belongs in these superheroes who save the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're like 7-year-old son comes to you and says, I want a Punisher toy, you ask more questions than, you know, than not. You think, okay, there's a discussion to be had.
Yeah. But the more worrying thing is all the policemen who seem to think that he's an ideal role for
him. Yeah, exactly. Well,
unfortunately, it's true. A lot of them do. And it has been, they have... in modern days been pictures of people of policemen off duty wearing Punisher t-shirts
and things like that.
That's worrying. That's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to sort of like question the morality of I'm here specifically for this action figure. Oh, now, if you look at it carefully, you'll notice there's a couple of lines on his chest there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because this is not just an ordinary toy, because by the late 90s, we were bored with actual just simple toys.
Yeah.
What every child wanted is a toy that could turn into something else.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, all right. One of them. All right.
A toy. He's a transforming shapeshifters. These were called shapeshifters. And these were toys in the Marvel range that transformed. Now, stage one of transformation.
Yeah.
It's coming to you now. So, would anyone like to describe the image in front of them? It is the same toy, halfway through transformation.
Basically, it appears that this Punisher toy now has a gargantuan, like, metal phallus emerging from its actual groin region with a sort of piston thing on top. But yes, it's a very suggestively placed
appendage. Yeah, it even has a red tip.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It looks like a robotic dog cock.
Yeah, it looks so much like that. I'm actually feeling a bit unwell now that you've said it.
It is, yeah. You're not wrong. It is a cyber dog cock bazooka.
Now, there's the episode title.
But look at him there. He's standing. The way he's standing, clenching his fists aggressively, holding them up. And now, the thing is, he treats criminals with contempt. And justifiably so, they killed his family, right? However, do you think it's a bit much coming at them with a mass robotic penis gun?
Yeah, I think his trauma goes deeper than he's getting on. If that's what he's started doing, I would say this.
Look at his face.
Yeah, saying, look at his exactly the same. The face of this Punisher is a horrific grimace, teeth clenched like a Beano character.
It's obviously hurt him for that to come out. He is straining there. He is squinting. He is gritting his teeth. He is clenching his hands. Yeah. He's clenching his fists there. And his legs are so far apart. The only way you could get away with that is if he was only wearing chaps.
Yeah. If you said to him, this character is passing the biggest possible kidney stone, his face would suit that quite right. So, yeah, groinal distress is very much what the face is suggesting.
It's one of the lesser known side effects of kidney stones. Once you pass them, your penis turns into a massive robot.
Wow, that is quite something.
If you don't usually click on the links to look at what we're talking about, I urge you to do it again.
You really have to.
You do have to look at this.
It's really quite something.
Something else.
Now, bear in mind that this is something else, but we're now going on to stage three.
Of course, yeah, we're halfway there.
Transformation, okay? So you think, well, there he is. He's looking human with a massive robot penis. But there's more to it than this, okay? So this next one shows that picture next to the full transformation.
Okay.
He has turned into a full gun. However, this massive bazooka / spear gun is now pointing out of his eye.
Yeah. He's bent over with one leg on the floor, one leg literally pulled behind his head.
He's holding his leg behind his head as well. Yeah. And the barrel of the gun is coming out of his ass.
Would you, if your life depended on it, pull the trigger? Aim yourself when you know that trigger is a very specific.
Oh my god!
Giddy fuck!
Jesus Christ!
How did this become a thing? What the hell?
That is amazing.
I mean, I can see, right, what they're thinking, right, the Punisher, if he's going to transform into anything, it's going to be a gun.
Yeah,
main form killer.
So now, far, so good. Yes, I can sort of see that.
It's going to be problematic mid-transformation, but it looked like a gun at the end. No, it looks like a man with incredible yoga skills who was trying to smuggle a spear gun up his anus and go into a foreign country. And has prolapsed during...
due to the biological impossibility of what he's trying to do.
I don't know what it is, and I know it doesn't say this because it's a piece of plastic, it's not real. But I'm looking at the face of the Punisher in this one, and all he's screaming to me is, don't look at me.
Exactly. The only reason he kills villains is when they look at him and they know the truth.
They've seen his giant metal collapse. He must cover it up at all costs in every sense of the word.
It's so, the way he's holding his ankle and his boots. Yes. It's like, it's so undignified.
Yes, he's holding on. I'm just like, no. No. Let me maintain some dignity.
But the best part for me is that this isn't like the end result of some random maniac in his carriage. This is a mass-produced item from a major toy line. People are involved in this. This is a multi-step decision. Don't stop saying, what the fuck are you doing at any point?
The other ones in the series, I mean, Spider-Man turns into a really bad-looking spider, but it's fair enough. Iron Man turns into an axe for some reason, but none of them have the pure joy of having weaponry coming out of their taint, basically.
Big weaponry as well.
What I would ask you, though, both of you, put yourself in the position of... some hardened criminal, right, who has been rumbled by the Punisher. You're about to die. Would you prefer to die by a cybernetic dog cock bazooka or anal spear gun trauma?
Purely on a self-preservation level, I'll go for anal spear gun, because A, I feel like he's even more reluctant to do that because it looks like it's a lot of work, and A, he's not looking at me when he's aiming, so I don't have a chance to get in the way.
I'm going with anal spear gun as well. Yeah. Like, at that point, it's going to be clear that I'm going to die and I've lost this fight against the superhero, but I will have one last laugh. Yeah. I've got the better view. All right, I'm going to die, but I've never brought myself to such a low as that.
Exactly. The Punisher is only ever a pyrrhic victory, isn't it? There's no way. He's not a winner in this scenario.
No one's winning in this, really. No one's winning in this scenario. Yeah. And the thing is, his family aren't actually dead. They just hid from him when he had this opportunity.
They're just a shame.
All his family are writing letters to Anthony and receiving Donald Ducks in both. This last transformation makes the middle transformation where he's gritting his teeth and showing off his like throbbing metallic phallus even more questionable, really,
because you know what's coming.
It doesn't feature in the final transformation. Why has it got a red end in that middle picture there? Because it doesn't in the last one. It's all silver.
Yeah, I think maybe that's like his body goes over it, and that's how you... It looks like you sort of pull that bit back and it launches it or something.
Oh, yes, of course. My penis is exactly like that as well. It's red for a bit, then my body goes over it.
He's got his anal foreskin on.
Hey, do you watch our film about the Punisher? No, I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it, though. I won't spoil it, but let me tell you. I'll just say two words. Anal foreskin.
That is code name? Is that a sidekick?
Who are you anyway? Get out of my head. Stop telling me about the film The Punisher. Yeah,
but even at the most mundane level, like, so the conceit is you've got a Punisher toy, but you transform it into a gun. They got this gun in your hand, and like if you're playing war with your friends or something, and they come up to you with that in your hand, you wouldn't say like, "Oh God, he's got a gun." You think, "The fuck is that?" Because it doesn't look like anything.
If somebody came up to me with that in their hands, I would say to them, "Is that your dad? Have you got a figure of your dad?" Is that your dad doing that? Holding his legs and gun barrels coming his house. That's your dad, that is it?
Psychological warfare. I love it. Yeah.
But bloody hell. The best thing is they do act, the gun actually fires as well.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so. He's got to do all that effort.
I would say, yeah, if it's purely decorative.
He does that, everybody looks around in stunned silence, so he just gets a knife out and stabs everybody.
Yeah. And they welcome it because of what they've just seen.
Frank, what are you doing? Killing. Oh, Christ, Frank. Don't worry, it's part of my plan. Frank, Jesus Christ. And then he just goes off slicing everybody.
Oh, Tom.
Right, then, let's give it our scores, then. Go on, Dean, you go first.
Just got to give it a full 5. I can't remember the last time I've enjoyed anything so much. So I'm going to, for all the questions it raises, for all the laughs it gave us, full 5 for Punisher, Shapeshifter, Anxious, Kidney Stone, Metallic Cock, Prolapse Gun.
I'm going to give it a 5 as well, and I urge you once again, listeners, to have a look at the picture
please,
of this.
Please do this. Everything we've said so far doesn't come close to Train the Majesty of what we're looking at.
It actually, I'm giving it a full 5 as well, because first of all, it's the best form of crime fighting that I have seen in my life. And it is absolutely wonderful. And the people who created toys in the 90s are absolutely bombs. I have sent you a link to the clip of it firing and transforming. It's about 4 minutes in when he bends him in a certain way and presses a button and his part of his penis pops off.
Welcome back, listeners. We're moving on to the final section of the show. It's a section called Random Wikipedia Article. Mm. And what happens is me, Dean, and our friend here, Daniel, we will have a look at a random Wikipedia article and discuss it to the best of our abilities and then judge said article. 3-1, here we go. List of I Can See Your Voice Indonesia episodes.
Okay. I Can See Your Voice Indonesia is an Indonesian television mystery music game show series based on the South Korean program of the same name. Just to check, I've never heard of I Can See Your Voice, either of you guys?
Well, no, I mean, I've never watched South Korean programs.
you're a big fan of South Korean television with your VPN. Have you seen this?
It features mystery singers, in inverted commas for some reason, with the objective of guest artists to eliminate potential bad singers, assisted by clues and celebrity panelists. When the game ends, the duet between the last main mystery singer and one of the guest artists.
Okay. So it's a bit like The Masked Singer, only without the masks.
Yeah, maybe. And The Voice, is that, I haven't seen any of these shows, so...
Well, The Voice is actually, like, you know, testing people on their musical ability. This has got clues involved.
Yeah. All right,
that was, like, Through the Keyhole as well. If they did a musical version of Through the Keyhole, I would watch it. If I was unemployed.
Scrolling down, here's some of the episodes of the series, I guess, and it is links galore.
There's like lists of guest artists that we don't know anyway.
Yes.
Because we're not au fait with Indonesian pop singers and celebrities. Yeah. I don't know who Melly Coleslaw is.
Over half of the guest artists in season one of I Can See Your Voice Indonesia have red links, which means they aren't worth a Wikipedia article.
Well, I mean, that the evidence is right in front of you. The first one's called B3. I'm assuming that's a pseudonym. I mean,
no, I think it's a robot. I think it's a robot.
Yeah.
It's a robot.
Probably. Or he's an AI. Yes. And he's deleted his own Wikipedia article.
Covered his tracks.
I am ashamed of being on I Can See Your Voice Indonesia.
Now, if they can see your voice, This makes me think that maybe they are all bats or have bat-like powers.
Or like Daredevil. What did the Daredevil toy transform into? A stick?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not sure if they made like ones of the lizard. So they must have done a Daredevil one. He was far more popular than that, wasn't he?
Well, bear in mind, say, like, if they've gone full on like character, he probably turned into a crucifix or something. So maybe really grim. Just like, oh, it's unsettling for the kids. No one is unsettled as Frank Castle bum gun or whatever the hell he was.
Was the lizard made to look like Reese Evans?
Yeah, from Notting Hill in just his pants. So he transformed into.
And that shirt on him as well.
He's a trailblazer, you know, because he got kicked off an airplane for smoking electric fangs.
Oh, really?
Like about 100 years ago now, before they were even a thing.
Where did he get him from?
He's Lord of the Vapes. I don't know where he got them from. They were new technology then.
Okay. Cool. Take your word for that.
Guest number two was Vina Panduwinanata. She's got a link. Should we have a look at her?
Yeah.
Let's see what she's like.
She's 64 years old, which isn't what...
Well, can I stop you here?
Yeah.
I've read just down her biography. Mm. And if you look in the first chapter, first paragraph of her biography, it tells you of her songs.
Where?
It says here, it's called Sorry, Sorry, Dan, Touch Me.
Amazing.
And she's also got a song called Seagull. She sounds like she might be your favourite singer of all time, Dan. I do like her.
And then her next one is called Come Pippi Coo, which means Kiss My Cheek.
That's a song taken from the letters that prisoner wrote, Dan.
Let's have a look at who else is on this show then. So, Olvina there, she tantalised, but she didn't give the goods.
Yeah.
Ricky Fabian, does he interest you?
I will say, when Dan mentioned just now Molly Coleslaw, I thought he was taking the piss, but number 13, Molly Coleslaw, I want to see what her deal is. So.
Old smelly coleslaw.
She got a picture.
Looks like a sperm.
If she's got a song about me touching her, I'm going to be reading with
Yeah.
Now, this is a good name from season two, Demassive. Do you think that's a band?
I do like that.
That sounds like a band, yes. It's an Indonesian rock band based in Jakarta.
Look at the members of it. They've got Dwiki Adiata Mas. Dwiki is a great name.
That is a great name.
Love that.
Yeah.
Really good. I thought the conceit of the show was someone is singing and you get clues of who they are. But so I thought that would be limited to standalone singers. So, but there's five of them. So do they all sing or is it just the lead singer? Or
I think it's a brilliant idea to have like a blindfolded singing competition for bands, but the lead singer isn't there. I think that's the Kaiser Chiefs. They're just these four lumping middle-aged men going, Ruby, Ruby, Ruby.
one of his bears just stood there shaking his head. I wonder who this is.
There was a name of someone just down there on the same season as D-Massive there, D-Massive. Yeah. And he is called JKT48, who does sound like a robot from Star Wars.
It must be a robot, true.
We were laughing at someone else called a robot, and that is a robot. And the person below him is called Wally.
This is how it starts. This is how they learn to communicate with humans and fool them. Yeah, the whole show is about fooling people. So this is the start of the AI uprising. Not ChatGPT, it was you.
Let's have a look at piss off. Let's have a look at
I would love to see the intro music to this show.
Yes, I think that's a good show.
If possible. So see what we're mocking mercilessly, just simply because we don't understand the language.
There's absolutely no information or insight whatsoever.
We're just playing to Dean's raison d'etre.
Yeah, Dean, why have you drawn us into this mocking the Indonesian people, Dean? Should we have a look at the JK48 or whatever that robot is called?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. This is them.
Okay.
Oh, they're doing a duet with one of the other groups, are they?
They just said Dan again then.
They were mocking me.
Look at him, the detective.
Yeah. can't even afford trousers. He's got shorts on.
Aku yang tak akan melepaskan.
That's karaoke, hang on.
Yeah. Everybody seems emotionally affected. Oh, the detective.
Yeah.
His emotion chip is wearing down. How many of these clones have they made for this band? There's 8 clones.
He looks like he's building up to do something. He's going to do something either good or bad.
Looks like they're singing at him, though.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's not part of this.
I reckon he's an incel who's afraid of girls.
Yeah.
This is aversion therapy. Yeah.
It could be how close can the sexy girls get before the nerd spanks.
That's a very different game.
I can see your voice. Yeah, that's what I call it.
That's what it is, yeah.
Voice must be a mistranslation. I can see your erection.
He's got a right Frank Castle on.
I've never blunderbuss come up his ass.
I don't know what's going on.
Everything's going on.
What the?
It's cut to a clip from a different show.
Oh, different. Yeah.
He's just standing on the barrel of the lens.
I think he's just a cardboard cutout of a man.
Are they about to pass the mic to him?
And I'm not dissing them or anything, but they are terrible singers as well. All 8 of them.
I have to say, based on what I'm looking at, I still have no idea what the format is.
Played it 3 times in a loop.
Just the same clip.
Just looping it, yeah.
Everybody's very pleased with this.
Oh, there's a man. This clip goes on for 9 minutes. I'm not sure I can stand it. Quite awful.
Yeah. Again, like, I'm none the wiser as to what the show is trying to achieve with that. I'm thinking they didn't know he was a good singer, but I don't know how standing around him singing at him proves either way. Or...
I'm convinced it was 50-50. He's either going to slit everybody's throats or he's going to start singing, and they were just relieved that he started singing.
What I think it was is, like, basically, they've given that guy, the detective, some ketamine, right? He's in a K-hole, and the other people have to maintain their song until he comes out of that K-hole and is prepared to sing. That's why they ate 8 girls there, because they knew it would be a while.
They're doing it like a round, like row, row, row your boat.
The whole band had pee breaks and everything. They just edited it to be 9 minutes, when it was actually nearer 9 hours.
It's like filming Deal or No Deal. All those audiences sat there. You know, the audience is about 15 people here at most, so they just left most of them. I can't sit through this another 6 hours. That guy's going to be in a K.O. for ages.
So what are we going to give this article then?
The article... I'll give the article a 3. It seemed fairly thorough. I liked where it led us, but I don't think the article can be truly thanked for that. So I'll give it a 3. No, 4. Because it may warn us about the robot uprising. So, yeah, I'll give a point for that. I'll give it a 4.
Dan.
Right. If you take aside the not understanding what's happening, singing or concept-wise, That's not the article's fault. That's the TV people's fault. And the fact that I haven't learned any other languages. So it's partly my fault. It doesn't mean I'm going to judge the article any better, though. So I'll give it a 2.
Fair point. Fair point.
I'll give it a 3. I'm going to give it a 4. No, I'm going to give it a 4. I think there's a lot for me to investigate on my own time outside of the podcast there.
Yeah,
when you're in a K-hole, if you could play it for 9 hours.
Yeah, soothing background noise.
Help me, BK289. You are my only hope.